following is a recording for Juan Carlos Gomez-Dolk from iAdvise on Thursday, October 22, 2015, at 9 a.m. Central. Unifin, third quarter 2015. Good morning, and welcome to Unifin's third quarter 2015 conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given as to the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. Thank you. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Juan Carlos Gomez-Dolk of iAdvise Corporate Communications. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm very pleased to welcome you to Unifin Financiera's earnings call. This morning, the senior management team of Unifin will discuss the company's third quarter 2015 consolidated results per the press release distributed yesterday. If you have not yet received a copy of the earnings release, please contact the investor relations team at Unifin or iAdvise in New York at 212-406-3692, and we will send you a copy immediately. For those of you joining us for the first time, Unifin is a Mexican non-banking financial service provider. The company has provided leasing services to medium and small businesses across industries in Mexico for over 22 years and is the leading independent provider of leasing services in Mexico and Latin America. During this call, management's comments may include forward-looking statements which are subject to various conditions that may differ materially. We ask that you refer to this disclaimer in the press release as guidance on these matters. Joining us today from Mexico City are Mr. Luis Barroso González, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. José María Muñiz, Chief Institutional Relations Officer, Mr. Gerardo Mieri Terán, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. David Pernas, Investor Relations Officer. I will now turn the call over to José María Muñiz, Chief Institutional Relations Officer of Unifin, who will give the company's presentation. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Juan Carlos. Good morning, everyone. It's our pleasure to be with you today to discuss another strong quarter for Unifin. I will now begin with some of the most important drivers for our operating results during this quarter, after which I will move on to some recent developments, and then we'll review the company's financial results. Then we will open the floor for your questions. Operational performance. Even though Unifin's business continues to grow at a fast pace and remains one of the fastest growing companies in Mexico, the challenging global and local macroeconomic environment has motivated the company to adopt a new operating strategy based on prudence, which started in July 2015. Therefore, we have tightened our scoring criteria to approve new leasing contracts, carefully managing the credit risk of the company. As a result, the operating approval ratios have decreased from 40% to 37.5% quarter over quarter. Notwithstanding this, Unifin's results are extraordinary, with a continuously growing client base, always looking to maintain a diversified portfolio. During the third quarter 2015, Unifin achieved, once again, a strong operating and financial results, continuing the growth trend from prior quarters. The company's leasing portfolio reached 16.8 billion pesos at the end of September 2015, up 58% from last year, resulting in a net income of 261 million pesos, up 232% compared to the third quarter 2014. The company has over 3,700 clients in its portfolio, 83% of which have approved credit lines for up to 7.5 million pesos, and the largest client represents only 1.4% of total portfolio, hence avoiding exposure to any particular industry or sector. Unifin participates in a well-diversified arrangement of sectors, including, among others, mining, commerce, electricity, transportation, energy-related services, construction, capital goods, and medical equipment businesses, among many others. At the end of the third quarter 2015, our operating leasing made up 74% of our total portfolio and 91% of our revenues. The operating lease portfolio balance grew 52% year over year. We also continue to see business opportunities in our other products. For instance, the factoring portfolio, which now represents 11% of the total portfolio balance, increased 94% compared to 1 year ago. And the auto and other loans portfolio balance increased 66% year over year and represents 15% of our total portfolio. The non-performing loan ratio at the end of September 2015 was 0.57% compared to the 0.54% 1 year ago. This ratio demonstrates the company's high quality portfolio and sound financial health. Developments during the third quarter 2015. I would like to provide you with a couple of updates since our recent IPO, which took place May 22, 2015. As you well know, Unifin raised over $200 million and to date has used 100% of its IPO proceeds to support and consolidate its operational growth and finance its working capital, increasing its new portfolio origination in line with its long-term growth plans. During September, Unifin also completed the 11th leasing portfolio securitization on the market for 2 billion pesos as part of one of the company's available funding lines. The issuance rate was TIIE 160 basis points and obtained a AAA rating by Standard & Poor's and HR ratings. Securitizations remain Unifin's main source of funding as is the most efficient source of working capital to finance the company's growth. Due to the fact that the securitizations are non-recourse, it is also the company's most affordable source of funding. In August, we opened a new sales office in the city of Veracruz, totaling with this new opening to 9 regional sales offices with 150 representatives distributed through Mexico, including Hermosillo, Chihuahua, Monterrey, Guadalajara, Querétaro, Puebla, Veracruz, Mérida, Cancun, and our main office in Mexico City. Lastly, this month of November, we will open our 10th sales office in the city of León, Guanajuato. Passing now to the financial performance, let us discuss our results for the third quarter 2015. Total revenues reached 1.7 billion pesos during the third quarter 2015, a 56% increase compared to the same period of 2014, mainly driven by the growth in the company's operating lease portfolio. Our third quarter of 2015 financial margin was 557 million pesos, equal to 32% of total revenues, compared to pesos 191 million in the third quarter 2014, or 17% of total revenues. On a 9-month basis, total revenues increased 45% to pesos 5 billion year over year. The financial margin achieved in the first 9 months of 2015 1.3 billion pesos, equal to 28% of total revenues. Our efficiency ratio, which is defined as operating expenses as a percentage of financial margin plus net commissions, improved from 46% in the first 9 months of 2014 to 36% by the close of September of this year. This improvement was the net effect of Unifin's tight cost controls in administrative expenses and partially offset by increased compensations expense related to its large sales force. Moving on to operational performance, during the third quarter of 2015, our operating income increased 234.5% to pesos 355 million, up from 106 million in the third quarter of 2014. I would like to highlight that during the third quarter, Unifin modified the accounting treatment of the cross-currency swaps, which are used to hedge the foreign exchange risk of our international notes. Such instruments are now classified as derivatives of hedging purposes, and their mark-to-market valuation is no longer included in the income statement. Consequently, this item will now appear in the balance sheet under derivatives with hedging purposes on both the asset side and the shareholders' equity. On a 9-month basis, operating income was 1.2 million pesos, 153% increase compared with the same period in 2014. Finally, Unifin's net income in the third quarter of 2015 was 261 million, up at 232% from pesos 79 million achieved in the third quarter of 2014. Again, this result is completely explained by our operations and excludes extraordinary non-recurring items. On a 9-month basis, net income was 866 million pesos, up 163% year over year. In this case, this result includes extraordinary income of 57.5 million pesos from the repurchase of our international notes as reported in the first quarter of 2015. On a 9-month basis again, excluding non-recurring gains, our net income improved from 285 million pesos to 624 million pesos, a 119% increase. Now, I would like to move to our balance sheet items. Unifin closed September 2015 with 1.4 billion pesos of available cash and equivalents and approximately 15.1 billion pesos of available funding facilities. At the close of June 2015, non-bank debt represented 13.2 billion pesos, which include pesos 7 billion of our leasing ABSs that have non-recourse to Unifin, and also includes the 144A Reg S bond issued last year. The total bank debt was 3.1 billion pesos. Total net debt position resulted in a financial leverage ratio of 2.2 times compared to 4.3 times 1 year ago. This ratio is calculated as financial liabilities excluding securitizations over shareholders' equity. The improvement in this ratio is mainly driven by a capital increase from the IPO proceeds. Summing up, Our financial performance of the recent quarter, at the close of September 2015, Unifin's ROA was 5.3%, up from 3.5% September 2014, and its ROE was 35.3% compared to 34.2% 1 year ago. Before I conclude, I would like to share some news with you. The past few months, Unifin was certified as both a great place to work and socially responsible company. Furthermore, we take this opportunity to congratulate Mr. Rodrigo Lebois, President of Unifin, for receiving the Entrepreneur of the Year Award by Ernst & Young, Mexico, and the next year, Mr. Lebois will be competing with other 60 entrepreneurs from the world as the EY World Entrepreneur 2015 Award in the city of Monaco. I would like to conclude now that despite the challenging macro and environment which affected the local economy, Unifin has continued to operate as a growing and profitable company, executing its business strategy and remaining in a solid position of financial health, while operating a new strategy based on prudence. This will conclude my presentation. Thank you all for your attention at this point. We can move to your questions. George, operator, please proceed to the Q&A session. Thank you.
Certainly. Thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for your questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phones now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, just press star 2. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1 now.
Okay.
And we will pause momentarily to compile a list of questioners. Thank you. We'll now take our first question from Jordan Himowitz from Philadelphia Financial.
Hi, good afternoon, or I'm sorry, good morning. This is actually Dan Furtado in for Jordan. I just had a quick question, and congratulations on the quarter. On this depreciation, how do we think about this moving forward? When I look back in through the history of the company, depreciation as a percent of net interest income was a little bit higher than it came in today or through this last quarter. Should we think that it will be at this level, or was there anything to consider when we think about the earnings moving forward from here?
Well, I don't think there will be any changes in the depreciation calculations. We keep on depreciating all our assets at a rate of 20% yearly. So it's just a percentage of all the new assets that we buy in order to lease. So there will be no changes, though.
Understood. Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Our next question comes from David Lampierre from Loomis Sales.
Hi. Thanks for the call and congrats on the strong quarter. Could you just explain the credit acceptance rate, the change there from 40% to 37.5%? Is that just in relation to the amount of applications for credit, or how does that work?
Yes, out of the 100% applications that we receive monthly, we started this strategy of prudence regarding our credit risk starting July this year. Due to the situations, the macroeconomic situations that are affecting the local economy and so on and so forth. So this percentage, this reduction on the approval rate, is due to the fact that we modify our credit scorecards, and that reduce such ratio. So yes, they have a direct relationship with the amount of applications that we receive.
Okay, great. So are you like as an example on your scorecard, maybe you're looking for higher level income or something, or
Well, we're looking at different sectors, and each sector is analyzed, and we change different variables that we have in those scorecards in order to make more conservative the credit decision making.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Again, if anyone would like to ask a question, please press *1 on your touchtone phones now. Our next question comes from Nicole Lazzari from UBS.
Hi, thank you for the call. I'd like to ask a question about margins. Well, we saw the margins, they rebounded after a lower level in the second quarter. So could you just please give some color about that? And what trends are you expecting for pricing in the new leasing contracts?
Thank you, Nicole. Yes, our margins, they have a straight relationship with the income that we get from all our operations. The better incomes and the faster income that we get, our margins will probably get higher. Our implicit rates in our leasing contracts have remained the same. We haven't reduced them, and we're not expecting to reduce them. So the margin will continue to be at those levels.
Okay, great. And can you just update us on competition? Some color on that?
No big changes in competition-wise. There are some new companies that are arriving in the market, but really the competition remains the same.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Nicole.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Nick Dimitrov from Morgan Stanley.
Hi there. Quick question. I noticed that your capitalization declined from 20% to 18%. And I remember from our conversation last quarter, you said that you're guiding towards 14 to 15%. I just want to make sure that nothing's changed on that front.
No, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed, Nick. We remain to believe that if we remain our capitalization index in the mid-teens, we are very satisfied.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Enrique Mendoza from Interacciones.
Hi, gentlemen. Thank you for the call. Could you give us an update or some guidance about your growth in next year?
I'm sorry, there's some line getting in. Could you repeat the question, please?
Could you give us a guidance for 2016, maybe about loan portfolio or net income growth?
Okay, Enrique, as you well know, we don't give any guidance in these conference calls, but I can tell you that we will remain with the same trend and the same pace of growth that historically has characterized Unifin.
And in another forum, are you willing to give some guidance in another
No,
situation?
We don't. No, we don't. Okay. We don't give any guidance. Sorry.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Again, if anyone would like to ask a question, please press *1 on your touchtone phones now. Again, that is *1 to ask a question. Our next question comes from Carlos Gomez from HSBC.
Hello, good morning. You mentioned earlier in the call that you took a more prudent approach after July because of the, I guess, international economic circumstances. We are now in October. You see what has happened to the Mexican economy. Is your impression that you will continue with the same prudent stance, or has the economy developed in a way which is better or worse than you were expecting, and therefore you expect to become more or less prudent in the coming year? Thank you.
Okay, for the next 3 months or the next quarter, we will continue with the same prudence strategy. We expect that 2016 will be a better year as a whole, and we expect that the economy in Mexico will increase, and the infrastructure plans and all those projects that are delayed so far, they may start, and that will help probably the economy and the growth of the market. So we, at the beginning of the year, like every year, we establish our budget and we decide the strategies to follow. So we will look at the what the expectations are for next year, and then we will decide we will continue with the prudence strategy for 2016.
If I may ask, would you say that your concerns in July have materialized, or things have not turned out as bad as you expected?
No, I believe that we decided that we would be more careful in the acceptance of the leasing lines of credit, and regarding different sectors and regarding what the situation in the country was. So we decided to take that prudence strategy in order to be more careful, and due to the fact that we are growing at a very fast rate, we would have to be very careful.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. We now have a follow-up question coming from Enrique Mendoza from Interacciones.
Hi, and thank you. Could you give us an update about the key items for next year growth that you expect to be so strong as in the past?
Well, Enrique, thank you for your question again. I would say that the market size it's large enough for us to keep on growing at the rate we've been doing. So it's a matter of market, it's not a matter of special items. I think that we are doing, with the new expansions of our regional offices, we can see that, and we can expect an equal or better growth for the next couple of years.
Well, thank you. And could you give us some color about the infrastructure plans that you are expecting? What would be the key for you in order to participate or not participate, or at what extent, or what would be your expectations or challenges regarding the infrastructure plans?
Okay, like we mentioned during our roadshow for the IPO, Unifin is very conservative regarding the national infrastructure plans. We're focusing ourselves in the same type of clients that we serve at tier two, tier three level. We are not going to the corporate companies that are going to participate in those projects. So we expect to have a participation of around 0.3-0.5% of the total yearly infrastructure plan.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to mention again that this is an extra of origination for Unifin. We are not depending on the national infrastructure project whatsoever.
Okay, and could you tell us how much of the next year growth could be given by transportation equipment?
We will maintain the same levels between transportation and equipment.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Jose Cuenca from Interacciones.
Hi, good morning. Just, I would like to get a sense on what kind of clients or sectors are you trying to target in your new office of León, Guanajuato?
The same type of client, SMEs. Remember that we're focused in the SME market, and we are approaching all sectors. We do not have any concentration in any specific sector. We like to try and serve all different types of clients in those sectors.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. Our next question comes from Francisco Dantas from Patillo.
Hi, I'd just like to have a sense on their origination rates. We saw a big increase this quarter in regards to the last quarter, and we had the IPO proceeds coming in the middle of last quarter. So I just wanted to see if this strong origination number had some payback from the second quarter that you kind of maybe was waiting for the IPO proceeds to come in, or we can think of this origination rate going forward for the next quarter and going forward next year.
Yeah, remember that for the second quarter in Mexico, we had 2 weeks holiday for Semana Santa. So the origination for the second quarter was below expectations because of that. And we also want to mention that we were out on roadshows regarding the IPO for almost 2 weeks also in the month of May. So, yes, the proceeds from the IPO arrive on May, at the end of May, and they do help the new origination. However, because of the increase in origination numbers, that's why we issue our 11th securitization structure last month. So, I believe, of course, the IPO proceeds helped in order for us to be more active in the suppliers market. But it's the pace that the company has historically. So we will continue to grow at the same paces that we've been doing so far.
Okay. Just to make it clear, so the origination of this quarter, like $3.3 billion, can I think of it as really the origination of the third quarter? We have no paybacks from origination that was supposed to be done in the second quarter and was delayed because of the capital constraints you had before the IPO.
Remember that Unifin has a pipeline that is continually moving. And all that backlog from clients are being active as time goes by. However, it doesn't have to do with the capital needs for achieving, because we have our back lines of credit, we have our programs for securitizations. So it was not really a matter of funding. It was really a matter of that we open more sales offices, and we have more origination than expected, and we had a record month this year, so this quarter. So it doesn't have to do really with the funding situation.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Antonio Rocha from BTG.
Hi, congratulations on the results. I was just wondering if you could give us a sense on the provision you made of 15 million pesos and also the line of credit you mentioned of $10 million. How much did it cost in terms of non-recurrent like costs? And the increase in available funding also, which was very good also, which can leverage your growth going forward, right?
Okay. Okay, I'm writing all the questions you ask, so hold on a second, please. Okay, starting with the first one. The reserves we created for non-performing loan ratio compared to last year, in pesos wise, we were talking 40 million pesos compared to what we had last September. However, if you look at the ratio, in reality, it's 0.003% increase. So compared to the new origination that we had this year, the increase is really real, no material. It's not a concern for us. Okay, increasing additional funding. Yeah, we started, we continuously in Unifin look forward in order to have a very healthy financial flexibility. And when we mean financial flexibility, we talk about lines of credit established by institutions like banks and also our programs for public debt. So last year, remember, in 2014, we issued our international notes for $400 million, and new lines of credit increased from different institutions. So we have a very strong flexibility. And for instance, if you look at our balance sheet, you can see that the lines of credit, we have close to 31 billion pesos between programs, public programs, the bond, the international notes, and also lines of credit. We use, out of those 31 billion pesos, we have used so far 16 billion pesos. So we still have a good flexibility of 50 billion pesos for us to keep on growing and be able to face all our requirements. And the third one, what was it? Cost of new credit lines. Let me tell you something that I missed to mention in my presentation. 2 days ago, H&R Ratings increased our ratings even in the long term, short term, and for the international notes one notch. So with the new ratings, even the Standard & Poor's and Fitch also increases our ratings one notch after the IPO. So we're getting better rates from funding. So the last securitization was TIIE plus 160 basis points, and our banking lines of credit around about TIIE plus 250, the most 300 basis points.
Okay, and could you just allow me a further question?
Sure.
We saw significant increase in the factoring, the turnover for factoring, right? Because the actual book didn't increase a lot for the quarter end, but the turnover was really good, and we saw significant increase in the factoring for service companies. Was this a one-off or deliberately part of the company's strategy here? And what could we expect going forward for the factoring business?
Okay, factoring, like you mentioned, it was a strategy established by the company. And we can foresee for the future the factoring growth to keep on growing at a very good rate. And especially factoring is another product that in the new regional offices is being projected, and we can expect good results from factoring in the regional offices.
Okay, thanks. Thank you very much, and congratulations on the results.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you. Again, if anyone would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone phones now. Again, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question. At this time, I'm showing no further questions in the queue. I'd now like to turn the call back over to Jose Maria Muniz for closing remarks.
Thank you, operator. Thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, for your trust and interest in Unifin and participating in our conference call. We look forward to continue to getting to know you, and in case you have any additional questions or any additional need for information, please don't hesitate to contact us. Our management team is here to answer your questions, and we look forward to hearing from you. Have a good day, and thank you for the conference.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's teleconference. You may now disconnect.